Regular gatherings known as walks for peace have become weekly routines in parts of Boston, including Dorchester, Charlestown, and Mattapan. The walks, which started last year in response to gun violence, are opportunities for city residents and police to come together. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman joined a walk for peace in East Boston last night.
They came by ones and twos, dog walkers, people with canes, joggers, clergy, and cops, as they have every Tuesday night at 6 for the past 8 weeks, gathering at the police station near Maverick Square.
And whoever shows up, we go out. Sometimes it's been just a couple people. Sometimes it's been, 100 or so.
Reverend David Searles is pastor of Central Assembly of God Church. He says the weekly walks are a way to alleviate urban isolation.
So the peace walk becomes a place where we're inviting people, hey, come outside your house, be on the sidewalk, meet some people, join together. Good stuff happens when we start building relationships.
We want peace. We don't want any more violence.
Sandra Niger, originally from El Salvador, helps organize the walks because she says gang violence has repeatedly hit close to home.
In our community here in East Boston, we've had about 5-6 teenagers killed. We want to put an end to that.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here today as a community.
Father Tom Domerat, pastor at Most Holy Redeemer Parish, offered a prayer for peace in English and Spanish. It was a blessing for East Boston residents, city officials, and the safety of police officers.
Amen.
Amen. It does make a difference. I mean, certainly looking at the crowd tonight, we've doubled, minus the police officers, we've doubled what we had last week. So it's making a difference, people being out there in the community.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh participates in many of the peace walks.
As you're walking around, you're going to see shop owners, we're going to see residents, we're going to see people. People like seeing people walking around the neighborhood, and people are asking questions. What's that all about? It's a peace walk. What's a peace walk about? It's about wanting peace in our neighborhoods.
There's only one mayor in Boston.
There he is. Why, Mr. Walsh?
How are you doing,
buddy?
And I think, every community has little different issues they're dealing with, and I think this is a good thing to do.
For East Boston, the mayor said it's building trust between residents, especially teens and police officers. And what started with a small number of peace walkers slowly grew larger as people like Dave Gore watched and joined in. He's a man with a long, pointed gray beard. He wore a black Live Free or Die t-shirt with a ghostly skull image.
I did just heard about it just now.
Yeah.
That's why I got out of my car and came here.
Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing it? For my community. This is my community. It's where I live. Worried about kids, and I'm worried about the police officers, too. It's daily danger life right now, so I walk with them.
They walked quietly and carried signs. Teen lives matter. No more deaths. No more killings. There were no chants, no slogans, and as they passed the playground, kids came to see what was happening. Officers in uniform gave them high fives and explained they were on a peace walk.
Hi, police!
How you doing? High five.
Hello.
The kids were quick learners. They got the message.
Freedom and love and no danger.
And for no people get died.
And no bad guys.
Yeah.
Boston Police Superintendent Kevin Buckley looked on as he walked for peace.
Try to make an impact.
Do you think it makes an impact, make a difference?
I think it does.
I mean, honestly, how?
How? People feel safe. People are welcoming. We also get people that come out and join us as we walk along because they want to be part of the process. They want to be part of the solution, and that's what we're looking for. Everybody to get involved, more hands, makes it light work, and that's kind of like what we're looking to do.
They walked for an hour, for more than a mile. And then they returned to the police station at Maverick Square, where they shared pizza and Salvadoran meat pies. Together, they had taken a small step towards peace. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.